Gideon Simpson
so I think one taking more stock in against favor this. of the thesis and or another against it, saying, you know, not open, less open. I guess I'm somewhere in the middle, I guess. So maybe I should be convinced by one of you, right? But let me just lay out a couple of observations that I have, and then see where that takes us. So first of all, the personal experience. I recently got back on Schiphol, which is one of the great international hubs worldwide. People love traveling through Schiphol. They say it's one of the nicest airports. But when I got my train ticket, the train ticket option that I was shown immediately in English was comfort class ticket to Amsterdam, which I found out quickly was the more expensive ticket you could get to Amsterdam, which is kind of a way for our Dutch railway system to milk the expat that comes into the country as much as possible. So this is just one of the examples that I think expats or people that travel in the Netherlands sometimes get bumped by. I mean, try and get a taxi in Amsterdam. And it's really funny that the municipality of Amsterdam at a certain point instated chip cards for all the parking slots, but they didn't consider that foreigners would like to park too, and they didn't have these special cards, right? So that's kind of the negative view about, you know, traveling to this country and kind of having to deal with a somewhat old-fashioned banking system, you know, if you want to pay with the Diners Club or with those type of things. That's something that we want, you know, we want foreigners with money to come here, but they can actually not spend it. You know, this is not good. On the other hand, we offer amazing possibilities for the expat community, I think. I mean, the 30% rule, I don't know if it still applies after 18 years, but it's...
Unfortunately not. We should change that, yes.
we just changed the R&D rules. Essentially, you can get a huge tax break when you put your R&D departments here. A lot of head offices love to be in the Netherlands. And in a way, you know, when you walk, you come into a society and you live there, I guess there's always this sense of adaption, and there I have to agree with the person sitting next to me, with Adrian, because essentially the Dutch have always been or has seemed to be more liberal than the country. So being liberal is also compared to other places, right? If you try to get something done with the civil servants in France, it would be probably much harder than sometimes in the Netherlands. Although I don't understand why the Immigration and Naturalization Agency in the Netherlands, if you want to get a visa, you're only allowed to do so in Dutch. So there is only a Dutch site, for instance, which I found striking. So that's a bit my personal kind of looking around the Netherlands. On the one hand, very positive. People love being here. The cities are also seen as a fantastic thing. I mean, you cannot explain a Chinese person coming to the Netherlands that The Hague and Rotterdam are two different cities. For them, it's one, right? The whole axis of the region is one. And that's something sometimes we have to maybe explain a bit better, but it's also good because it seems to be working. I mean, all our different layers of polar model, the way we discuss with each other and the way we connect in the Netherlands, that's really a unique kind of system which work. And then we come more into theory. The Netherlands have always been diverse, but the question is whether they've been really tolerant. It was really tolerance often based on eigenbelang, which is the personal interest, which has driven a lot of Dutch growth in a positive way. I don't mean that in a negative way, but this axis between the economic value and public gain versus virtue is something that we might want to explore, because if you look at in a way, the Dutch society can be seen as almost schizophrenic. I mean, maybe this is a strong word, but on the one hand, we are closed. We don't really care about other people. You know, you can do your own thing. It's fine. Right? That's fine. Do your own thing, but don't bother me with it. And it's when the bothering comes, that's when the tension rises. And in that sense, The society, I do think, is changing. If you look at the history, there is a shift, but I don't know if it's good or bad. I think we're on a crossroad. And recently, one of the Dutch great export products, Lide van Edelcourt, she's a big future trend person, and she had a great speech on television, which I thought was inspiring. She was talking about the zeitgeist, about really what's happening in the rest of the world. And one of the big trends that she was seeing was really the, well, it's funny to say it in the Dutch context, but going back to the mountain, you know, where all societies seem to be less open, more tribal, more inward looking. And it's really the question how we're going to deal that with that. And she would say this is a trend that has started a decade ago, but will continue for another 50 years. And now it's up to the politician, the opinion maker, the scientist, and society to figure out how to deal with it. Let me see if I've said it, everything that I had to say. And then we come to the outward looking and the policy areas where I see some concern. For example, the aid, as you mentioned, and the defense budget, we've been slashing at that pretty harshly. And the question that comes then is whether we will be taken as seriously on the international, in the geopolitical sphere, for such a small country. We have a huge, huge contribution there. And the question is, will we have that same contribution? And that kind of links me to the answer to the question. I think the answer to this question really depends on, that's maybe harsh, because what happens with the elections, right? Will it go, in what direction will it go? It can push it into a certain level. But rest assured, the Netherlands is so tied into different discussion that once a decision, in the Netherlands, I don't think a decision is ever certain. This is the big difference with the Germans. That's what the Germans say about the Dutch, at least, that they talk, and then they take a decision, and they talk again about the decision. While in Germany, you talk also for a very long time, but once you take a decision, you go. And you see that very much in the difference in policy, for instance, the Energiewende, and how the Germans are doing it, and how we're looking at sustainability. But these are general things that I think that the Dutch should take care of and be mindful to. And overall, if I look at the future, I just found out on the 28th of March, we were put as second best place in the world to do business by Bloomberg, so that was quite good. Mm-hmm. And apparently we're pretty high on the ranking of innovation, which always makes me feel good. So there's a lot of potential and ability, and the fact that I do think the Dutch are very self-critical, and this klaagkultuur, this complaining thing we have, is working out pretty well, because it's pushing us, we're pushing ourselves, and I think in a way that can work, but it can come across a bit negative, but I don't think they mean it like that, you know? So, yeah, I think I'll leave it at that.